Happy Thanksgiving to our American brothers and sisters. Did you know that the American church has a unique connection to Thanksgiving? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. While church history may be fresh info, some Christians don't even have access to a Bible. One ministry is working to change all that. I'll help you find your place in these stories in the moments ahead. So here in the United States, friends and family are gathering to celebrate Thanksgiving and thank the Lord for His blessings. This day was birthed out of the first Thanksgiving between the Native Americans and pilgrims nearly 400 years ago. Today, Native Americans aren't given much thought by the general population or by the church. But Ron Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says, we as Christians have a lot to learn from our Native American brothers and sisters in Christ.
I think perhaps we have viewed Native Americans as being on the receiving end from us. Well, I will tell you that in the body of Christ, they have so much to give us, and we would be wise to reach out and sit down and let a Native brother or sister tell us about their journey with Jesus and what He has done for them and what He has brought them from.
For example,
I have seen Native Americans who refuse to be defined by their wounds. So many of them, my friends, who have used their pain to bridge into the broken lives of other people, and they have become living proof that your hurt can actually be recycled into hope for other people.
Pray with Native believers today as they model Christ in their communities. Next, most of us in the U.S. are surrounded by happy celebrations as we observe Thanksgiving Day. Let's use that joy of fellowship as a reminder to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are facing persecution. Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton is reminded of Hebrews 13:3.
Remember those in bonds as if you were bound with them. And just picture yourself in prison, away from your family, surrounded by enemies of the gospel, and think about how you would want people to pray for you, and that can serve as a guide.
And remember, too, that your prayers don't just bounce off the ceiling.
We know these prayers work, and I am reminded of Peter Yasek, my coworker here at Voice of the Martyrs, who spent 14 months in prison in Sudan. One of the things that Peter has said he could physically feel the prayers of Christians around the world.
So pray for strength and perseverance.
Pray that God's love will shine through those who are being persecuted, to their persecutors, to their fellow prisoners, to the judges and the lawyers, so that God's kingdom marches forward. That's one of the great miracles of persecution, that God uses it to further the gospel work, but we need to pray for that to happen.
And did you know that Mission Cry has a free bookstore? Now, the store serves foreign missionaries and evangelists who can take free Bibles and Christian books to distribute in their home countries. Mission Cry's Jason Wolford says a Ugandan man who has ministries in prisons and hospitals recently came to their headquarters in Fowlerville, Michigan, and received over $3,000 worth of material. Now, one of the key reasons why this Muslim background believer was keen on bringing home Christian materials stems from his own story. For a long time, he couldn't afford a Bible, and once he got one, he grew deeply in his faith and learned how to share it. Now his family has come into a relationship with Jesus as well.
People can mouth and confess and be saved and have their eternity set, but they have to, as I've said time and time again, they have a life that they have to live on this earth, and if they have the Word of God, they know that in Hebrews, like God says, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. They can read about who God is. They can be sustained. They can be equipped to fight the good fight while they're here.
English is taught and spoken all across the globe, and this strategically allows Mission Cry to repurpose Christian materials from the United States into 171 nations. People who may not have otherwise had access to a Bible are now equipped to grow further in their faith. Get the details at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If you've never read the Bible from beginning to end and have always wanted to, this is for you. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that will help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.